Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. This is the text. We must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. That's the message here from the letter to the Hebrews. This is why we continually ask the old Lutheran question, what does this mean? This is why we make the confession of faith in the Nicene Creed every time we gather together around God's Word and Sacrament. And we confess that Jesus was begotten, not made. That he was and is the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God. That he is eternal, of one substance of the Father. It seems like a lot of detail. As I also said last week, details about God are important. And details about God's Word are important also. The amazing thing as we look at the Word of God, this series of books written down by many different men, really written over thousands of years, the amazing thing, or one of the amazing things, is that there are no contradictions that you find in the different passages of Scripture. It is seamless in how it flows together, Old and New Testament. And the clear teachings of Scripture have, throughout the generations of the church, been distilled down and taught as the creeds and confessions of the church. And they too have stood the test of time, have been shown again and again to be faithful. Interpreting the Bible, it's a lot like putting together a 1 million piece jigsaw puzzle. Dumping out all 1 million pieces would seem like an insurmountable task. Where do you start? I mean, this piece of blue, is it sky? Is it water? No. What's the first step? Good luck finding a table. Well, the first step is to look at the cover of the box, to see what the one who created this intended for the puzzle to look like. In baptism, we are given all 1 million pieces of the puzzle, and God shows you the cover of the box. Our faith is complete. We have everything that we need, and he has given you the picture of your salvation. In Christ, having been washed in the blood of the Lamb, through the water and the Word, your sins are removed from you, and you are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. There's nothing more that you need. We've seen the cover of the box. And we announce to each other what that cover of the box looks like each time that we gather together. That's what the creeds and the confessions of the church are. They talk about what the cover of the box is. One of the reasons we print a portion of Luther's Catechism each week in the bulletin, just to remind you of what it is that we have received from God. These are guides for seeing how God's Word all fits together. It's good to have that basic overview of what the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have done for you. And for many generations, these writings have been shown to be in complete harmony with God's Word. Therefore, if you hear a Bible passage being interpreted in such a way that it contradicts one of the creeds or the confessions of the church, then we know that someone may be trying to place a piece of the puzzle in the wrong spot. And when we hear that, first of all, we are able to, you know that we need to take a step back and look, study, read, you know, find out what is the truth. And it also creates an opportunity to be of benefit to others, to help them understand what the truth of God's word truly is. Today we are recognizing the work of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. As I said at the opening, you know, money or mission work is not just about sending money overseas. Mission work is speaking the gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Son of God taking away your sin through his broken body and shed blood on the cross, defeating death by rising from the grave. Speaking of that is mission work. Telling your children and your grandchildren about this, that's mission work. You are all missionaries. Mission work starts here. It starts in your home, among your friends. To quote the recently departed Yogi Berra, wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, that is where you are. That is where you do your mission work. Because the mission work is about telling others about Jesus. Now, in order to tell others about Jesus, we actually have to know who Jesus is, which is why it's important to have an idea of what the puzzle looks like and to spend our lives working on putting that puzzle together. Now, if any of you are, you know, familiar with working on jigsaw puzzles, you know that different people have different strategies. I mean, some will start at the bottom, others at the top. I mean, most everyone starts with the corners and the edges. But no matter what strategy you use, the one thing that is necessary is time. Your most effective mission work will be done with those with whom you spend the most time. No one's going to put a big puzzle together in a matter of minutes. Likewise, you know, inviting people to church, you know, one time and expecting, you know, all things to change. That's not typical. Not to say that it doesn't happen, but that is not typical. Generally, it is through much time and exposure to the Word of God that you see real and lasting change occur. It's like the other night, Annalisa had a question that turned into a deeper conversation. And we talked for over an hour. And she still had questions. And so then I looked up something in 1 Corinthians and we talked about that and she still had questions. And then it was time for bed. Now, the sinful part of me thought, whew, saved by the bell. But in reality, it frustrates me that there are no simple answers to hard questions. And that is a reality we have to wrestle with. There are no quick answers. What we really want is this 8-second soundbite that will answer all of our questions about Jesus, and then we can share it with our family and friends on Facebook, and whoo, we have done our mission work. That sort of thing doesn't exist. And most of the stuff you see about Jesus on the internet isn't really about the Jesus of the Bible, to be honest. What it takes is actual time. in the Word of God and wrestling with some very hard questions at times. All of your questions, they're not going to be answered in an 8-second soundbite or an 8-minute conversation or really even in an 8-hour seminar. I mean, now if you would give me 8 hours, we could put a lot of the jigsaw puzzle together. But, you know, I know that with my adult instruction classes that I do for adults coming into the church, we do at least 8 hours, and we don't come close to answering all the questions. But how many people give God's Word more than 8 minutes a day, or even 8 minutes a week? When you pour out your million-piece jigsaw puzzle, how many, after 8 minutes, would say, "Oh, I can't figure this out"? That's exactly what people do with God's Word. I mean, how many after giving up on putting a puzzle together, would cut out the picture of the box and then frame that and say, "Oh, look at the accomplishment we did"? Well, no one who actually does jigsaw puzzles would ever do such a thing. Yet, that's how our world wants to treat God's Word. We want the easy answer. Well, God has given us all the pieces of the puzzle. If we do not take the time at working to put that puzzle together, we will never see the fullness of what God intends that picture to be. You know, we can't just take it and put it on a shelf, shove it in the closet, donate it to the LWML garage sale in the spring, or just throw it away. That's what people do with a lot of jigsaw puzzles. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of people metaphorically do with God's Word. And in doing so, they take their most valued treasure, the most valuable possession they have in their home, and treat it as if it is not worthy of their time. It's my prayer that you spend some time in the Word of God. Don't say, "Oh, it's too confusing," or if it's confusing, come to Bible class. Maybe we can answer some questions. And don't say, "Oh, I don't want to come to Bible class because, when I do, I just end up with more questions than answers." That's true. I guarantee you that will be true. Because as you peel away the layers, it will always lead to more and deeper questions. And you should sit in on my youth confirmation class sometime. I encourage you to do so. I mean, it's an open forum if anybody wants to sit in. Sometimes parents will come and sit in on the last part of it. It's amazing. Someone will ask a question. I'll start to answer it. And as I'm answering it, 4 more hands go up because it triggers something that made them think about something they hadn't thought of before. That's how God's Word and interacting with it works. But as we peel back more and more the layers, we come to a deeper understanding of what God has done for us. Now, none of us know all the answers. And we have to remember that the Bible is not simply, God's big answer book for life. It's not a how-to guide on what to do throughout your daily journey. The gospel that is contained, the good news, is a means of grace. It is the means by which God has chosen to speak His word of promise to you. None of us have all the pieces of the puzzle put together. And we won't so long as we live. But it's the process of working through that puzzle that allows you to grow in your understanding of God and in your understanding of what He has done for you as the picture is revealed more and more through the process. But as we ponder this, kind of metaphorical image, we have to remember that in baptism, you have already received everything that you need. And remember that all of this is simply about Jesus, the Son of God, taking away your sin through His broken body and shed blood on the cross, defeating death and rising from the grave. That truly is all you have to know. And God speaks that reality to you in His Word. But we strive to understand the fullness of God. But the fullness of God, the complete picture of who He is and what He has done, it's something that we will never fully understand. We make no claims to understand this. No matter how much time you have in your life, you will never be able to put this entire puzzle together. But in His Word, God has chosen to reveal Himself to you. Spend some time in God's Word. That's where He speaks to you. Pay close attention to what you have heard, the author to the letter of Hebrews says, lest you drift away from it. And wherever you go in this life, as Yogi Berra says, there you are. And wherever you are in this life, share that blessed word of promise that God has given. He has revealed Himself to you, and He has already given you the picture of your salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.